Average Network Short Subject 14 takes us on a strange journey to the banks of the Potomac and Senator John Kerry's campaign bunker, where we find the candidate in strategy talks with former rivals John Edwards, Howard Dean, and campaign advisor Todd Holt. Let us join them.
How do you like it, Howard? The Union Army built it in 1862 to store rotting pork.
Well, Kerry, I'm just an old country doctor. I'm not one of your fancy Starfleet surgeons. But with this green mold on the walls, that stench of rotten fish, and that cold, humid wind through here, you'll be sick or dead in a month.
Has a great view of the back of the White House, though. See, Howard?
You know, Edwards, you could get an infection if and I bit your finger or committed other atrocities on your person.
Howard, you're just so negative. That's why you lost.
I'm not negative. I'm flinty.
What? It's a Vermont, New Hampshire thing, John. Tough, flinty New Englanders.
Oh, sort of like fat, drunken Southerners.
Yeah.
I like rednecks. Hell, I got a redneck.
Yes, Howard. From here I shall launch my crusade to save America from the crooks, creeps, weirdos, and Rumsfeld. We have our own boat slip.
You're going to get pneumonia in here. What's that lump?
That's our central computer, Dr. Dean. We can track almost everything everywhere.
It's all covered with mold. It's on and you can't even see the screen.
We're getting a new mold-resistant version tomorrow, I think. Is it tomorrow, Todd?
I don't know, Senator. I'm not decisive.
Well, I think I don't know. I might, but I'm not sure. What do I think, Edwards?
You think you're decisive, John. Our computers are decisive, too.
Good. I think I like that. I might vote for it. Before I vote against it, I mean.
Everything's fine, Senator.
Do I look like a basset hound?
You look like a really nice basset hound, Senator.
What'd you call me about, Senator? Why am I risking my health to talk to a basset hound?
Well, Howard, we cast the runes and consulted a Boston soothsayer named Madame Crustacea.
Yeah, I know her.
On our charts show we need to ask you to use the mighty powers of
the list. Are you nuts?
Well, I don't know. I don't think I am. No, probably
John,
not.
Senator Kerry, look, the list is one of the most powerful forces on the planet. It must only be used for good.
Oh, it will be. At least I think it will. Won't
Jeez,
it?
Senator, I think
probably
so.
Probably, Howard.
You don't understand. I'm a doctor, not a magician. My list can only be used so many times or its power wanes, and it has to be recalled to the factory for a regeneralization.
Meaning what?
Meaning you can't have it.
Oh, Howard.
Nah, quit your whining. You'll get it eventually. When the signs are right and the moment is perfect, we shall unleash it, and its wrath will fall on the unbelievers.
The list.
Got any diet sodas?
Gee, Howard, I don't know.
Average Network Short Subject 14 was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and that selfsame Average Network. All celebrities herein impersonated shall be known as the parties of the first part. All celebrities impersonated in the future shall be known as parties of the second part. All of which is detailed in our party of the third part, which shall hereafter be referred to as the Sanity Clause. This is Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network, asking you to stay tuned.